Coming up at the top of the hour, we got to talk about this. Cedric the Entertainer finally speaks out. He addresses the Cat Williams stealing joke accusation. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about it at the top of the hour. Yeah. Ceddy, come on. But right now, I don't believe it. Right now, the nephew is here with Run That Prank Back. What you got, Neff?
Ooh, I don't know. It's so much in the headlines with what you just ran off. I'm sorry. Ooh, okay.
You want to talk about this pizza and these toppings?
That's what it is. It's no anchovies because black people don't eat anchovies.
Okay. So you say.
Okay. You know what? We're going to... How can they get... I was trying to give out my number, tell them to text me if you eat anchovies, but I don't want everybody to have my number. So let me stop.
Yeah, genius.
Go
ahead.
Do a survey.
I want a black person's anchovy survey on who eats anchovies and who doesn't. But anyway, prank is no anchovies. Let's go, Cat Dog.
Hello.
Hey man, who is the person I need to talk to about? I got a pizza that's been messed up. Who do I need to talk to?
Well, you can talk to me, sir. What's going on? What happened to your pizza?
Somebody put some f***ing anchovies on my pizza. Black people don't eat no f***ing anchovies, man. So who would put anchovies on my damn pizza?
Settle down with the language there, pal. All right? You know, if you got anchovies on your pizza, you just must have gotten mixed up with another order. I'll send you another f***ing pizza. It ain't a big deal.
But I ain't asking no f***ing anchovies, man. Matter of fact, let me ask you something. What the f*** is an anchovy any damn way?
It's like a f***ing sardine. That's what a f***ing anchovy is, okay, pal? It's like a f***ing sardine.
Hey, let me tell you something, man. First of all, what's your name? What is your name?
I'm Gino.
So you're the owner of the damn pizza place?
Yeah, I own the damn pizza place. And I don't need people calling me and cursing at me because it was a mistake. You know, mistakes happen, pal. Worse things go on in this life than you getting some anchovies on your pizza.
Hey, man. Hey, okay. So here's the deal. I done had a bunch of guests come to my house or order pizza, and every last one of them got anchovies on them. You know what I'm saying? So I got an issue with it. I done spent over $50 with you with these pizzas, and the shit made wrong.
Nobody likes anchovies?
No, but I told you before, black people don't eat no anchovies, man. Okay?
Hold on. I'm almost certain I've served anchovy pizza to black people before.
Okay, the black people that I know don't eat anchovies. Okay,
well, then we'll send you some pizzas without any anchovies on them.
Hey, you know what? I don't like your attitude. You know what, man?
With so much attitude to start with, you wouldn't get no attitude.
Okay, look at it. Don't get your ass whooped, okay?
Did you just threaten me?
I said don't get your
ass. Who the f*** do you think you're talking to, face?
I'm talking to Gino, the owner of pizzeria. You.
That's right. You don't tell me you're going to kick my okay, pal? You know where the pizzeria is. You know, okay, calm down.
Okay, that's it. I'll tell you what, man. In the next 3 to 5 minutes, I'm going to walk down there and kick your little ass behind putting these anchovies on here and having a little pompous attitude like you think you can't get your ass whooped.
You come on down here, okay? And we'll see. Do me a favor. Go yourself and the horse you rode in on, okay? And bring it on down here. All right, we'll take care of it there. Now, stop some anchovies up your ass, all right, pal?
Okay. Cool. All right, cool.
Okay. You like to say okay a lot, do you? Is that one of your favorite words, okay?
Yeah, you need to have somebody there with you when I get there, because I promise you, Gino finna get his ass whooped.
Yeah, Gino's shaking in his boots, pal. Me and my anchovies, we're sitting here scared out of our minds right now.
Okay.
Let me tell you, I've dealt with clowns like you my whole life. Please.
Okay. Let me tell you this here. Do you know who you're talking to?
I'm talking to some idiot who don't know how to talk. That's who I'm talking to.
No, you're talking to nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Mr. Gino, you just got pranked.
You telling me I'm throwing F-bombs all over the radio?
You dropping F-bombs all over the radio, baby.
I want to know who did this to me, because they're getting some F-bombs.
Do you have a guy that works for you? He says he works five to close. Andre. You got a Dre that works for you?
Yeah, I got a Dre that works for me. And Dre's going to be spending some time in a walk-in freezer.
This is necessary.
Black people don't eat anchovies, huh?
Black people don't eat anchovies, baby. Hey, I got to ask you this, Mr. Gino. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Your show. The baddest radio show in the land is the Steve Harvey Show.
With no
Steve Harvey Morning.
No anchovies.
Steve Harvey Morning Show. I mean, I'll be saying, I'm going to send you some pizzas. I'm sending that station dozens of pizzas with double anchovies on every one of them.
All right. There you go. No anchovies.
Yeah. He was about it, though.
Gino.
Oh, he got real Italian.
Yes, he did.
He got real Italian.
Yeah. I'm shaking. Yeah, me and the anchovies.
Yeah.
We're shaking.
Dropping F-bombs all over the radio.
He was embarrassed afterwards.
Yes, he was.
He was.
Sounds like
he
such
was.
A sweet guy, yeah.
That's one of his employees got me to do it, so hey. You know who works for you. You know how I go, baby. Okay, so here we go. Tampa, I am sold out. No tickets. No more shows. We will see if they will add some. I'm working on it. But I am just on sale now in Virginia Beach. Virginia Beach at the Funny Bone. Tickets are on sale right now. That is July, ladies and gentlemen, okay? That is the month of July. So if you're in Virginia Beach, it's going to look like Tampa in a minute. It's going to be sold out. So that's July 16th, 17th, and 18th at the Funny Bone. Tickets are on sale right now. The food is coming to town. The country is opening back up. The microphones are open. And guess what? I am grabbing that microphone, okay? So come watch me. Watch me work. I done wrote so much during the pandemic. It's bananas.
So it looks like people are up for comedy right now because we to laugh, you know?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
So they're receiving you well, huh?
Oh, my God. They're glad to receive. I'm receiving them, and they're receiving me, and it's a beautiful thing. I miss them. They miss me. Let's laugh. Let's have fun. And everybody leaves out with a bang. So I'm like the shows I've done already, I did Birmingham and I did Orlando, off the chain. And I promise you, I'm not going this long no more. We can't handle more pandemics, y'all. We cannot.
And you can control this how? Sure.
Yeah. I can't.
Are the people dressing up, Tommy? They're dressing up?
What?
Oh,
what?
See, yeah.
But then there are some I pick out that's got these warm-ups on. You be like, don't nothing fit, huh? Don't nothing fit.
You already know.
That COVID-15, yes.
Yes, yes.
It is real. All right, thank you, nephew. Coming up at the top of the hour, entertainment and national news right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.